My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And with us now is the, I think the title is Chief Nursing Officer, Ann Gross from Dana-Farber. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great to see you again.
Nice to see you guys.
It's always great to talk to you about the incredible work that your team does. When it comes to patients. And I think for those who, and we just hit the $1.2 million mark. So thanks to everybody who's given so far this morning. We are at $1,232,987. Those dollars go toward being able to not only treat patients, not only research ways in which to help those recover from this awful disease, but also to doing things for patients and families when they need it the most. And I heard about in Milford that your nursing staff put together a full high school graduation. Is that, I want to hear about that.
Oh yeah. So we have so many, we always love to celebrate events in our patients' lives because of course they're there to get their treatment for their cancer, but we're there to help them live their lives when they're not with us getting treatment. And so there was a young man not long ago at our Milford regional site who, was finishing treatment and also at the same time graduating from high school. So we never waste an excuse to celebrate. And I think the team of nurses and social work and others, some of the other clinicians out there, as a surprise for him, created a whole graduation celebration, including the pomp and circumstance music and everything else. And we do that a lot. I mean, we've had weddings in the inpatient hospital. We've had many other events that we just want to make sure our patients are able to celebrate it with their families.
Yeah, that's cool.
Life is precious.
What struck me, and you know, every year it's a different thing, but it's the optimism of those that work inside the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund, which to me, you know, not exactly the most optimistic person at times, but you know, to think of a field of work which is pediatric oncology, where you're dealing with parents and kids getting the worst possible news, and yet to have these people that enter this field and not only sustain it, but get more optimistic over time is such a unique quality that I think embodies what you guys build with your nurses at the Dana-Farber.
Yeah, that's for sure the truth. And people say that to us all the time. But the truth is, there's so much exciting, there's so many exciting things happening in terms of new therapies coming through the pipeline and stories of hope and cures. And And I think when you work in this field, you get a real grip on the fact that life is very precious for all of us, and anything can happen. You know, it's personal for us, too. I was just talking to one of our nurses the other day, who is an infusion nurse in one of our adult units, and her child is being treated in the Jimmy Fund for has a brain tumor and doing very well. So it's it just becomes you grab onto the hope of all the new therapies and the great stories that that we see and that you're hearing about of patients and their loved ones that go through treatment and are doing well. And that's what you know, you guys are here for. It's just so touching to us that you take 2 days out of your lives to help us raise funding for all the things that our patients need, because these cancers are all consuming and they affect every part of a patient's life and all their families and loved ones. And so when we can raise money like you're doing today, 1.2 million and climbing, it goes a long way to help with financial assistance and whatever people need, you know, because sometimes patients have to stop working if they're taking care of their child who's in treatment or if it's their own treatment. So it's just so important. And I don't know how, I can't tell you how grateful we are to you for what you do. It's very touching and moving for us. I was listening to you yesterday on the radio and I got all choked up when you were talking to a patient and family. Actually, it was on TV, and it was a patient and his wife and their physician, and it was just very touching.
Well, I'm in awe of what you and your team does, and you do it every day and you're passionate about it, and I don't know how you guys do it. So we appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for being here.
All right. Well, you just heard it. Every dollar you give goes to Ann and her staff and to patient care and to giving somebody a high school graduation while they're there at Dana-Farber that they didn't know they were going to have, which is amazing.
And I always find it so interesting when Ann's on, because you make a point to talk about the mental health aspect as well when it comes to somebody that's in treatment, because obviously you want to treat their body, but their mind is going through this as well, whether it's anxiety or anything else that comes along with going through chemo or anything else. So it's such, I think people forget about that part.
Yeah.
It can be very anxiety provoking for everybody in the family, not just the patient.
All right, Ann, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Great work.
We are at Fenway Park. It is day number 2 of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
Nick Pivetta joins Jones and Mego this afternoon at 2:30. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Nick Pivetta on Jones and Mego. Jealous.
I know. That's one of your guys.
Uh-oh, cat fight again. Mego and Courtney.
You got to be close and personal with Razor yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, my mom put it perfectly. She said, don't let Greg make fun of you. We all have two eyes.
I mean, you can look, but you can't touch.
No, I would never. I'm married.
She's a window shopper.
Yeah, I'm married.
I mean, it's the
Santo
two of you.
Thinks Razor's handsome. We all think Razor's handsome.
He's a tall glass of sun tea.
Yeah.
Tell your mom to put her tongue back in her mouth. Crying out loud.
The Sox 2-for-2 after taking down the Rangers again last night. 9-4 was the final at Fenway. Cutter Crawford went 5 1/3, giving up 4 runs on 3 hits while striking out 4. Last one with the Rangers tonight. 7-10 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. An update on the report that Mayor Wu requested a meeting with Darren Duran after his 2-game suspension. According to the Patriots Ledger, they reached out to her press office. They responded saying, thanks for reaching out about this to confirm. We don't think the reporter had a real source because that information was completely made up.
Oh,
so they're saying Michelle Wu did not ask to have a sit down.
That was unbelievable. The reporter of the Boston Herald just deleted the tweet, but did no follow up like I was wrong.
Yeah.
And that is a huge story.
I mean,
in a way, I'm thankful yesterday wasn't a normal show because I would have spent the whole show talking about
it.
Yeah.
You would have been ripping her like crazy.
Right?
Very interesting. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 66 degrees, sunny skies. We are coming down the final stretch of the nicest summer in the history of Boston.
Don't say it.
And summer Bermuda goes, is in the crosshairs, Greg Hill.
I can't think about it.
Summer goes in well through September now.
Yeah.
So that's right. How I'm making myself.
Global warming.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, Ken's here. He's global cooling.
It's going to be beautiful today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
All right. We're going to get to They Said It coming up next. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss which NFL starting quarterback says that this region will be home to a very good football team this season. Okay, Wiggy?
Man, I want to hear this one.
Yeah, we will get to that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.